When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey there, it's Friday. So here on the $100 MBA show, that means it's Free Ride Friday, where we give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community of over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, interactive workbooks, our community, a whole lot more. And all you got to do to win a free ride is leave us an iTunes rating and review. Every Friday, we do a weekly random draw with everybody who's left us a review on iTunes, and somebody wins a lifetime membership. We do it every Friday, so you have a chance to win every Friday once you've placed your review. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art and click on the link that says give us a rating and a review. Or if you're on any other device or on your laptop, just go to 100mba.net/show for all the instructions on the bottom of the page. All right, let's get into it. Let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA show. Building a business can be lonely, but not with us, because we got your back every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And in today's lesson, you will learn why sales are suffering in your business. Today's episode may be a lifesaver for your business. Many of us get really frustrated when we can't figure out why we're not making enough sales. Every business needs cash flow. Every business needs income, revenue. And if you're not getting enough revenue to keep your business going and be profitable and make it even worth your while, then it can get really depressing really quick. So in today's episode, I'm going to point out the things that cause sales to suffer in your business. This is going to be a really practical lesson, and it's also going to be a lot of truth here. There are going to be things in this episode you're just going to need to hear if you're in this state right now. Even if your sales are okay in your business right now, this episode can help you in the future because markets change, the economy changes. You need to be prepared and make sure you know what to do when sales are down. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by TopTal. If you're having trouble finding developers or designers for your current or next project, then look no further. TopTal is the way to go. TopTal is a network of elite pre-vetted software developers and designers. That means they only hire the top 3% of talent out there. That means you get the best of the best. They find out what you're looking for, what your needs are, your budget, your timeline, and they find you the perfect candidates. Once you pick somebody, you can get started the next day. And in fact, TopTal offers a no-risk trial period, so you have nothing to lose. We use TopTal and absolutely love them, highly, highly recommend them, so much so we put them on our resources page over at 100mba.net/resources. So check them out at toptal.com, that's TOPTAL.com. All right, we got a big episode today, so let's jump right into why sales are suffering in your business. Now, the number one reason why your sales are suffering, and this may sound strange, but it's the absolute truth, is that sales is just not a priority for you. You're just not prioritizing sales in your business. And this could be because you just don't like sales, or you feel uncomfortable with sales, or you're not really sure of yourself as a salesperson. Now, I'm talking about if you run a business online or offline. And every successful business out there really prioritizes sales directly or indirectly. That's how they stay in business. That's how they have great revenue, because they make sure that sales is a priority. If you let a week go by in your business and you do nothing to help sales in your business, then you know for sure that you've not made it a priority. Hey, I'm not one of those business people that says, hey, just do what you love, do what you're passionate about, and the sales will come. No, that's not how it works. That's not what business is. You're going to get ignored. People have to know who you are, and you have to sell to them. You have to show them that you're worth their dollar. So you should be dedicating time every week on what you're doing to increase sales. What are you doing to sell? Are you meeting with clients? Are you reaching out to new ones? Are you doing webinars to promote your products and services? Are you sending out email campaigns for promotions or sales that you're doing? You have to offer your audience something for sale. You have to do this. Now, you don't have to send out an email every week. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to do one of these things at least once a week. Are you writing some sort of ads to encourage people to try your service? That is sales. Yes, it's a form of marketing, but you're driving sales via marketing. And I start with this point because most people go out of business because they're not asking for the sale enough. I know some online businesses are really suffering and they get really frustrated when it comes to sales because they're like, I don't know what to do. And I ask them, how many times this last month have you sent an email or done a webinar or have been on a live event or been a sponsor or done something to sell your products or service? And most of the time, it's zero. And I say, you can't be in business if you're not selling. You just can't. Your job is to sell. And it doesn't mean you have to push it down people's throat. You're actually giving something that they want. You're actually creating a product that solves a problem. And yes, not everybody's going to buy. They're definitely not going to buy if they don't remember you, if they don't have a reason to buy, if there's no incentive to buy, if there's no some sort of offer or sale that you're running. I always bring up this example, Macy's. Macy's runs a one-day sale every Wednesday. Now, I know that sounds crazy. When we step back and look at it, well, what's so significant about this one-day sale that happens every week? Macy's knows that people need a reason to buy. They need a reason to walk into the store, and maybe in your case, to go visit your website. And even if they do a one-day sale every Wednesday and something else is for sale that Wednesday, different from last week, it gives them a reason to buy. So if you're struggling with sales, you need to have a sales plan. That means you have to start planning, how are you going to sell your products and services? How often will you email your list giving them an offer? How often will you be emailing your email subscribers with an offer? How often will you be doing a webinar? Hey, John Lee Dumas does a webinar for his product, Podcasters Paradise, every week. And there's no reason why you can't do the same. What about your blog posts? Are you giving them an offer at the end of the blog post? If you love what I do here, you're going to love my course that's for this much money. Check it out. Here's a coupon code. Are you doing that? Are you running any sort of marketing that leads to people to try your product for free with a trial? Start planning out. And my advice to you is to have a goal of having some sort of sales action, some sales invite, inviting people to buy once a week. Now, you may not have once a week right now. You may have once a month, but ramp it up to once a week slowly and use a variety of different ways. You have your own market. You have your own system. You may be a physical business where you can send out flyers for a sale. You might be in the services where you're going to reach out to new clients or circle back to old clients and see what kind of work you could do for them. But the point here is that you should be making some sort of call for sale or asking for the sale once a week. All right, so the first problem was the biggest one where you're not asking for the sale enough. But what other problems are you having that causes your sales to suffer? Sometimes it's something as simple as your pricing is too confusing. When people don't know how to budget for your actual product or service, it's really hard for them to know if they can afford you, if you're worth their while. If your pricing is too convoluted, they're not really sure what they should do, what's this rate, how much is this, how much is that. Try to keep your pricing as straightforward as possible. Use packages if you're in the services. If you're designing websites, tell them, hey, a WordPress website costs this much with these features. This is how people think when they try to buy a service. I need this done. How much is it going to cost me? So make it easy for them to make that decision. Don't give them an hourly rate. They have no idea what that means. I don't know if $50 an hour is expensive or how much this is going to cost me because I don't know how many hours this is going to take. I don't know if $100 is expensive, especially if you're new in that market. If you're not a web designer, you don't know what that means. Simplify your pricing. Think of it as a customer. Think of your pricing with the perspective of your customer. They have a budget in mind and they want to know if they can afford you. They also want to know if you're worth their while. So make sure you make your pricing clear and easy to understand, as well as they understand the value of your price. So you can actually say, this package is worth this much if we price it individually, but I'm giving you a discount of X amount, and therefore you're going to pay this much. Make it clear. Make it easy. I've been to so many websites where I actually wanted to use their service. I wanted to use their product, but it was like call for more information, or they had this weird chart of working out how much it's going to cost. I had no idea how much this is going to cost. It was so hard for me to figure it out, and I'm very good at math. But the point here is that they made it too confusing, and it's just too much work. Forget it. I'll find a different vendor. I'll find a different person to serve my needs because they think of me as a customer and they know my needs and they're going to price it accordingly. So keep it simple. Another reason why your sales might be suffering might be something that you're not noticing. It's called churn. And that means you have customers that are canceling their service or canceling or refunding their product. And therefore, you're making sales, but they're not sticking. On the back end, they're refunding or they're not being charged any longer as a client because they're canceling. So be mindful of churn. Find out why people are leaving your product or service and cut that reason out. Make sure that they stick. Give them bonuses. Give them reasons to stay. Keep improving your product and service. If you're asking yourself, well, how do I know what my churn is? If you have a reoccurring product, I really recommend you check out Bear Metrics. It's a product that we use in our business, and it's a simple dashboard giving you all the statistics, including churn, your customer churn, knowing what your percentage of churn is, and therefore you can track it and make sure that you're lowering your churn month after month. Churn can be a business killer because people sometimes don't even track it and they see, oh, I'm getting all the sales, I'm getting all these sales, but they don't really see the back-end refunds and cancellations. The last reason why your sales are suffering has nothing to do with sales. And in fact, it has to do with cost. It may feel like you're not making enough money or you're not making enough sales, but the real reason why it feels that way is because it's costing you too much to produce your product or service. Maybe you have to revisit and rediscuss with your suppliers and negotiate a better deal to lower your costs. I know this firsthand because I had a clothing line business, and no matter how many sales I had, it was all relative to how much it cost me to produce the product. So if I had 100,000 sales in 1 month, and let's say the item costs a dollar, but it cost me 90 cents to produce, I'm only making 10 cents on each sale. And if I really want to move the needle in sales, I need to lower my costs. So take a look at your costs, especially if you're in the production industry. If you're producing a physical product, you're producing something that doesn't scale like a digital course or software. Even with software, you're going to have services like hosting and server structure and third-party apps that work with your software. You need to negotiate these prices to keep your costs down, and therefore every sale actually counts for more money. So revisit your costs and see what you could do so you have more bang for your buck when it comes to sales. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, TopTal. One of the hardest hires I have to make is hiring a designer or a developer for our business. Why? Because I'm not a super duper expert in design or development. I know a bit, but not enough to be an expert and know who an expert is. That's why I call upon TopTal. This is where we get our hires from. Why? Because TopTal hires the top 3% of talent out there. They pre-vet their designers and developers to make sure that you get the best of the best. They actually test them beforehand and make sure they're qualified for the position you're hiring for. Not only that, they take away all the headaches of hiring a new developer or designer. They sit down with you and ask you your needs, your budget, your timeline. They learn more about your product, your business. And they go on the hunt for the best talent out there. They present those candidates to you. You set up some interviews. And let me tell you, in my interviews that I had for my positions, the candidates are top notch. They come prepared. They have great communication skills. It's a breath of fresh air. You choose your candidate and you can start the next day. And get this, TopTal gives you a week trial period to make sure that you have the right candidate so you have nothing to lose. We love TopTal so much, we put them on our resources page over at 100mba.net/resources. So check them out. That's TopTal.com, TOPTAL.com. Guys, I know when sales are suffering, it's not fun. It's not great to feel that feeling where it's just like, oh, I need more sales. I need more sales so I could stay afloat. So take on the advice I gave you today. It's really going to help. Make it your mission for the next couple months to increase sales. Make it a huge priority for you. Go into sales mode. And that doesn't mean you have to be some sort of like slick salesman. It just means you have to ask for the sale. You have something of value that people want. Present it to them. Show it to them. Give them a demo. Give them a taste. Give them a trial. If you have a course, give them the first lesson for free. But the point here is that make it a priority to sell your products and services. All right, that wraps up today's lesson, but today's episode is not over. It's Free Ride Friday. I got to announce this week's Free Ride winner. Let's see who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. And the winner is M. Simbron. M. Simbron says, informative and concise, 5 stars. I really like that each episode is only a few minutes long and it's focused on one topic. Thank you so much for that great review, M. Simbron. And welcome to the $100 MBA training and community. Your mission is to email us over at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Everybody who's listening, we do this every Friday. All you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review. It takes 2 minutes and it enters you into the weekly random draw of Free Ride Friday so you can win a lifetime membership to over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a whole lot more. All right, that's it for me today, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. If you're feeling uneasy about sales, I really recommend you invest some time in improving your sales copy skills. It's very important for you to know how to put together an email or any kind of message that shows the value you're offering to your audience. What value does your product or service actually give you? What problem is it solving? A book I recommend you read and use as a guide to help you with copywriting is called This Book Will Teach You How to Write Better. And it's by an author named Neville Medora. Good guy, good friend. And it's a very short, simple read, 100 pages. But it's going to help you tremendously in understanding how to craft a good offer, how to craft a good sales letter, or any kind of sales offer on your website. It's going to give you the confidence that you need. Trust me. Pick it up and thank me later. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Q&A weekends. I'll see you then. Take care.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.